Welcome to an all-new Off the Wall on YesNetwork.com. Chris Sheeran and Joe Auriemma give their opinions on the latest happenings surrounding Yankees baseball, as well as dive into the hottest topics in the sports world. And now, here are your hosts, Chris Sheeran and Joe Auriemma.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Off the Wall podcast here on YesNetwork.com. Don't forget, if you like what you hear, you can go over to iTunes and you could subscribe to the Off the Wall podcast. Chris Sheeran, Joe Auriemma, and the newest member of our Yes family joins us this week, Meredith Marakovitz. Meredith, welcome aboard. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be aboard. I'm just ready for this season to get underway.
I think everyone is just chomping at the bit for first pitch on opening day against the Tampa Bay Rays. Just starting off here, Meredith, give us a little bit of your background. What have you done? Where did you go to school? Just stuff like that so people could get to know you a little bit better.
It's interesting. I've kind of been all over throughout the years, mostly in between New York and Philadelphia, but I started my broadcasting career doing a lot of minor league baseball for the Phillies organization. So I covered the AA Reading Phillies. I also covered the AAA Iron Pigs, where I actually got to see an awful lot of that Scranton Wilkes-Barre team when they were in town. We'd also do the games up in Scranton. So I kind of started there, also covered the Phillies big ball club in 2007, 8, and 9 for ESPN Radio, and did some TV stuff in the Philadelphia area throughout that time as well. So I had the opportunity to cover the Yankees-Phillies World Series. We obviously know how that wound up. And from there, I decided to jump ship and head to New York, and I got a job with 1050 ESPN Radio, where I covered the Yankees and the Mets for them. So I had some familiarity with the New York Yankees clubhouse and some of the guys in there, and I had the opportunity to cover them for a season. Ironically, I moved to New York to only 6 months later get an opportunity to cover the Philadelphia 76ers as their sideline reporter. So I jumped on that while still working for 1050 ESPN Radio. So it kind of created an interesting situation where I was covering the Knicks while I was in New York, the Sixers while I was in Philly, and I really felt as though I had that Atlantic Division on lock. So I did that for a year, and that brings us to the shortened season this year where I'm still currently with the 76ers. I got in from a road trip from San Antonio about 3 a.m. this morning, and now I find myself talking to you guys, getting ready to gear up
and away we go.
Gearing up for Tampa in a couple days. So it's been a little crazy, but it's been a fun ride through and through, and overall I'm just excited to be back in New York.
Yeah, I'm beginning to see now why your Twitter handle says you own the New Jersey Turnpike.
Well, I've logged a lot of miles there. I really have.
That used to be me going back and forth to college, but the way you've been wearing it out, I'm surprised the asphalt isn't starting to fade away with you driving back and forth from Philly to New York. That is unbelievable. But you brought it up, so let me just ask you the question. Covering the Phillies, and you've covered the Yankees for 1050 ESPN Radio, so what's Philly and New York are just two unbelievably good sports towns and two unbelievably good sports towns that hate each other. So what have you seen as the difference in covering the Yankees and Phillies with their fans?
Well, I think in New York, the intensity is the next level. It goes to the next level, whether that be the media coverage, the scrutiny, the fans as far as being involved and wanting to call in and really wanting to dissect everything as far as the game and the player is concerned. I think once you get to the largest market in this country and you get to New York, it's just, you know, the ante is upped a little bit. Well, I'm not saying they're not passionate in Philadelphia, because they most certainly are. We know they are, but I think New York just takes it to a different level. And you even see it as far as the amount of people in the clubhouse as far as media is concerned, and the way people go about their business. It's just kind of next level in New York.
Yeah, and Tim Tebow is going to get that front and center.
Not Denver, I'll tell you that.
No, not Denver. New York is definitely a different animal. But before we move on here, just really quick so people could follow you on Twitter. If they're not following you already, you should be. What is your Twitter handle?
It's at @M_Marakovitz. Kind of tough to spell. Marakovitz.
That's not hard.
You can find me in there. Or you can type in my name, Meredith Marakovitz, which is equally hard to spell. It's M-E-R-E-D-I-T-H.
See, but if you go to Google, it will spell correct it, or at least it'll get you there. So you want to follow Meredith on Twitter, because she will have all the latest breaking news with the New York Yankees. And you said you're heading to Tampa this week, so you're going to be covering the end of spring training with the Yankees. How excited are you for that experience, to get down there to Tampa for their spring training home to start this journey for you this year?
I've really been looking forward to it. You know, I feel like I'm a little bit behind in the sense that I haven't been down there yet. Obviously, I've been following them and I've been watching games on TV, so I know what's going on, but I'm looking forward to meeting the guys, kind of reacquainting myself with that clubhouse and people in the organization and really seeing things firsthand, getting the opportunity to see some guys pitch firsthand and even, you know, kind of keep some tabs and check in on some of the minor league guys that I know and some of the stuff that's going on in the farm system.
Hey, Meredith, how are you? It's Joe Auriemma.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Now, I know that you covered the Yankees back, you know, with ESPN Radio. I was in that clubhouse with you. How good is it knowing that you already have a familiarity with this team, that you've already covered them, that you know a lot of the players? Coming into a new job, is that something that's, you know, advantageous for you?
Without a doubt. I mean, it certainly puts me at ease a little bit knowing that I've been there before. I feel as though I'll go in there and those guys will recognize me. And, you know, I have good relationships already established with some of the guys on that team. So it definitely gives me an advantage in that regard. I can't imagine coming in and trying to, you know, cover a baseball team, having not been through the majority of spring training, not knowing any of the guys and not knowing the way the organization operates and the way it runs. So I certainly feel more comfortable in that regard. Would it have been great to maybe get a few more spring training games under my belt? Sure. But, you know, I think we'll make do with what we have. And once I get down to Tampa, I'll be able to really hit the ground running and reestablish relationships and kind of talk to some more people and get going.
You know, you've been with ESPN, you've been with a lot of big organizations throughout your career. What's it like coming to an organization like YES that's kind of established itself over the last 10 years, now being 10 years old, going into its 11th Yankee season, and now you becoming the third Yankees clubhouse reporter for this network?
It's extremely exciting, and it's an honor. I mean, they're the New York Yankees. You know, you speak to people on the streets or you talk to people even here in Philadelphia, and they said, we hear you're leaving, where are you going? And I tell them I'm going to the YES Network and the Yankees, and it's kind of an odd situation because, you know, I have a lot of people that, you know, like me here in Philadelphia, and a lot of people wish that I would stay here in Philadelphia, but at the end of the day, they can't fault me for the move that I've made and to the organization and YES that I'm going to. They're extremely excited, and that's not often that you find, you know, some Philadelphia people that are giving you the vote to go to New York. It doesn't happen here. As you mentioned, the rivalry earlier. So it's been very interesting to see kind of the reaction. And from my point of view, you know, I've always wanted to cover a baseball team in a full-time capacity, traveling with the team, doing sidelines. It's really, or I should say, you know, field reporting, clubhouse reporting. It really was something that I've wanted to do since I was doing the minor league stuff, where I did the home schedules but didn't have the opportunity to really entrench myself in the team and pick up the whole road schedule. So to be able to do that and do it with the New York Yankees and YES Network is just an amazing opportunity for me.
You know, looking at this team now, Meredith, you know, it's very similar to that 2009 team where it's very deep. There's a lot of positions that the Yankees are, you know, from the starting rotation to the bullpen to the, you know, just the position players themselves. This is a team that could repeat what they did in that 2009 season. And also, you covered the Phillies, and they still have a good team in Philadelphia. What's going to happen if these two teams happen to see each other again? Are your Philadelphia fans going to kind of get on you a little bit here? What's going on?
Oh, I'm sure they'll get on me. That doesn't mean I can't take it, but they'll certainly get on me. But, you know, you look at the two teams the way they're situated now, and you really have to have some concerns in Philadelphia, and you have to be extremely hopeful when you're looking at the Yankees, because you mentioned the depth, especially the pitching depth right now, which is something they didn't have last season, and we all know what type of power they have in that offense, and they also have some options at DH and off the bench. So I think you look at them and you have to be more excited than looking at the Phillies, who has a Ryan Howard who's injured, a Chase Utley that's injured. Yeah, they have some great guys in their rotation, but there are certainly a lot of question marks from there on out, and I just don't see that amount of question marks with the Yankees.
We have a mutual friend, Meredith. It's Chris again, and that would be one Mr. Mark Melusis. I think when you guys do your whole back and forth on on SNY on the Wheelhouse, you should actually be like the show Chopped, and whoever does the worst job should be chopped. And I'm pretty sure Moose would be losing to you right now if I had to venture a guess. He would not be the one winning in the competition.
Well, that's kind, but I certainly can't cut down my guy, Mark Molesis. He's been fantastic to me over the last 2 years.
I don't want you to cut him down. He is a very close friend of mine as well.
He does a great job. And, you know, I had the opportunity to do some stuff on WFAN with him this past summer filling in, and it was a really fun opportunity for me. So, I can't say anything bad about Moose. He does a nice job. Although I will say it is nice when you feel like you get the better end of it.
Oh, absolutely. On that Wheelhouse show. I just like seeing him sweat, to tell you the truth. One more for me, and I have to be honest with you. Two more for me. One is the volleyball. I know you played at LaSalle. Mm-hmm. I know some injuries cut your career a little short, but just so you know, I'm just throwing it out there. We are back-to-back defending Winter Volleyball League champions here at Yes.
Really?
And I think we can go for the three-peat if we had a little Marakovitz on the team.
I don't know. I don't know if I could do it. I've been shelved for several years now. I've been on the 60-day. They've been asking for me to just retire already.
Rub some dirt on it and get back in there.
I'm about 12 to 15 fractures deep in my career with about six surgeries. So
my goodness.
I'm not sure that I could go there, but don't count me out. I'm a competitor. I'll think about it.
I wouldn't have asked if I didn't think you weren't a competitor. One more for you. I see that you were born in Walnutport, Pennsylvania. So did you grow up there as well?
I did, yes.
I grew up in South River, New Jersey, in the tri-state area. So to be involved here at Yes is basically a dream come true for me. I mean, covering the team that you grew up basically rooting for is something, if you couldn't put the pinstripes on, covering them is the next best thing, and for me, it's like the biggest thrill of my life. So for someone like you who grew up in Walnutport, Pennsylvania, close to Philadelphia, covering the Sixers, being in the New York area, how much has that meant to you? You know, it's not easy in this profession, you know it as well as I do, to land a job where you basically grew up and thrive. So what has that meant to you?
It's been a lot, and, you know, the thing that's great about it is the fact that Walnutport, Pennsylvania is right by Allentown, which is literally almost the same distance from New York to Philadelphia. So it's really a split bag there as far as people's rooting interests. There are a ton of Yankees fans. You won't find many Mets fans. There are also a lot of Phillies fans. So to be able, you know, to be in that environment and be so close to home has been great for me, and it's giving people that have helped me along the way and my family an opportunity to watch the finished product, and they enjoy the success as much as I do. So it's really meant a lot.
Meredith, it's been an absolute pleasure. Joe and I wish you nothing but the best in your first season covering the Yankees for the Yes Network. We really appreciate you coming on under the circumstances, coming back from San Antonio with the Sixers. Go get some rest, and we look forward to talking to you during the season as well.
Well, thanks for having me on, guys. And anytime you need anything, feel free to give me a call.
We really appreciate that. That's Meredith Marakovitz, and she will be with the Yes Network this year. Her first season covering the Yankees. That's the Off the Wall podcast for this week on yesnetwork.com. Come back next week for a brand new edition of Off the Wall.
The Off the Wall podcast comes to you each week on iTunes and yesnetwork.com. If you like what you're listening to, simply subscribe to the show on iTunes. And if you have an extra minute, leave a comment and rating.